Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is following the rules, breaking the rules. All of my guests are sharing rules, some of which are followed and some of which are broken. My first guest explains rules that everyone needs to learn in order to understand and communicate with others more effectively. She'll provide insights to identify relationship missteps and then apply easy-to-learn techniques to bring relationships into a more meaningful level, both in our personal and our business lives as well, from her book, Understanding Other People. My second guest has followed some of the rules and broken some of the other rules during her marvelous career. She's known best as Jennifer Hart in the 1980s TV series Heart to Heart. She's a bit of a rebel, starring in her first movie under the alias of Taffy Paul in 1965, and then facing her first bull at age 20 as a bullfighting aficionado. We'll talk to Stephanie Powers about her memoir, One from the Heart. My third guest is a lawyer, human rights advocate, and educator. He's the executive director of the 2048 Project at the University of California, Berkeley Law School. We'll discuss the ongoing international movement for a document guaranteeing enforceable human rights from his book, 2048. And if you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Beverly Flaxington, is an adjunct professor at Suffolk University, a hypnotherapist and a hypnosis trainer, a corporate consultant, a co-founder of two successful businesses, a certified behavioral and certified values analyst, a mom to three children, an animal rescue advocate with four dogs and four cats of her own, a sales trainer, and a public speaker. Her favorite class that she's taught to graduate students is titled Dealing with Difficult People, which is sort of a reflection or a summary of much of her life. Welcome to the show, Beverly. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Billy. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here. We'll try to warm things up from you because I know it can be cold back in the Boston area where you're from. So let's dive right into it, shall we?
Great. I was laughing with your intro, Billy, thinking about rules. When it comes to human behavior, there are few, but we'll try to apply some.
Well, we'll try to apply as many as we can, and if we break some along the way, so much the better. So looking at your book, you're quoted in the book as saying the most powerful people are the ones who understand themselves better than others understand them. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. And what I mean by that is that for all of us, whether it be in our personal lives, whether it be in our business lives, we can be very smart, we can know exactly what we need to do, and where most of us run into trouble is in our relationships. It's dealing with somebody, it's our frustration, it's not knowing how to manage a relationship. And so when we understand where our culpability is, what we're doing wrong, how we may be making things more difficult, and we're also able to understand how we react and interact with others, it gives us so much more power in the relationship because we actually see what's going on as opposed to being emotionally drawn into it.
All right. Those relationships would be great if it wasn't for those other people, right?
My favorite story to tell is when I do the workshops on dealing with difficult people, and everybody that will come, and they're usually sold out, you'll have everyone raise their hand, who knows a difficult person here, and they can't wait to tell me the stories of the difficult people in their lives, and their hope is that by the time we get to the end of the workshop, I'll have fixed all of those other people, and therefore they can leave and their problem will have gone away. But as I try to say to them, just because you get that difficult person fixed doesn't mean you're not going to face another one at the next situation you go into. So you really have to learn more about how can you control the situation more and understand yourself and others more.
All right. Well, Beverly, a central thesis to understanding ourselves better is something that you call in the book filters. We all have them. So what are filters, and how do we develop filters through which we see the world?
So filters, I talk about it as, it's all about me, that what we don't understand, we think that we're being very objective with other people. So I'm having a conversation with you, and I believe that I'm being open-minded. I believe that I'm listening to you as you, that I'm being very understanding. And what we're unaware of most of the time is exactly as you said, that we've got these filters. So in a way, it's like I'm looking out at the world a little bit more cloudy through my filter. My filter's filled with all my past experiences, things that I've found to be right for me, maybe a problem that I've had, so I've translated it into that's a bad thing. It could be my judgment. It's really the fact that I don't have an objective view. I have a view that comes from all the culmination of all of my experiences and my past relationships. And so the filters are clouded, and the problem is that when we don't know that they're there and we think we're being objective, we don't realize how much we've shaded things with what we think is right and wrong.
All right, so most of us don't know that those filters are there in place. We're talking to Beverly Flaxington, everybody. Her book is Understanding Other People, The Five Secrets to Human Behavior. What an intriguing subtitle. So, Beverly, give us the secret sauce. What are the five secrets to human behavior?
Secret number one, as we've just talked about, is that it's all about me. And again, it just has to do with the fact that we don't realize that we're not objective, that we have our filters, that we have our opinions, that we have our judgments. Secret number two is our behavioral styles come between us. Behavioral styles have to do with how we communicate. So it may be that I'm a fast talker, fast thinker, fast mover, problem solver. And you may be somebody who wants to ponder things, who likes to digest, who likes to move a little bit more slowly. I am so frustrated with you because you're not moving quickly enough, and you're intimidated by me because I just seem to want to barrel through things. So there's a number of different scales and ways we can look at behavior, but the fact of the matter is when we're different from one another, and again, we don't realize it, we get very annoyed with one another. Number three, your values speak more loudly than you do. And that means that there's six core values, the research shows. We have them in different orders of importance. So if my top value, let's say, is a social value, it's a do-good value, it's a take-care-of-other-people value, and your top value is a utilitarian value, it's got to do with the business orientation, return on investment. You see me as some kind of, bleeding heart that wants to help everybody, and I see you as some kind of evildoer who only cares about making a profit. We
All
don't
right.
realize that it's a values disconnect.
Okay, so values. What's number four?
Four is don't assume I know what you mean. And this has to do with things like I may give you, let's say it's a list of things that I need at the store. And in my shorthand, I'm very clear about what it is. So you go to the store very dutifully, and in your interpretation, it's something else. You come back to me, you give me whatever it is. I'm furious at you because you didn't get me what I wanted. You're upset because you really tried hard to figure out what it was and interpreted it the way you did, and we're at an impasse. So, don't assume I know what you mean says that a lot of times we give each other short shrift. We don't give each other the whole story, but we expect a little bit of maybe mind reading to go on.
All right. And the last one, which is my personal favorite, is
the last one. Mine too, Billy. It's I'm okay. You are most definitely not okay. And that really has to do with the fact that what a lot of us don't understand is, we're not given many opportunities as we're growing up. You think about the school system and colleges and everything we learn for communication and relationships is the school of hard knocks. And so for many of us, we are really trying to do our best, but what happens is I don't necessarily feel so good about the way I'm doing it. I may not inherently feel that good about myself, so the way that I could make myself feel better is maybe to tear you down a little bit. So if I make the problem about you, if I point the finger to you and say, well, you're not okay, you're the problem, it makes it easier for me in it. But in fact, it really doesn't. It just pushes us further apart. And it really doesn't make me feel any better. But we have some kind of a deep-rooted, again, it's one of the secrets, right, because we don't realize we're doing it, deep-rooted thought that maybe if everybody else out there is the problem, then I'm not.
All right. We're talking to Beverly Flaxington, everybody. We're talking about the five secrets to human behavior. And I want to break into a couple of these in a little bit more depth, if we can, Beverly, starting with number one, it's all about me. Now, in the book, you talk about, really, I'd like you to explain what you mean by how does this affect me filter, that this is all part of the all it's about me. The vast majority of our actions, our beliefs, and our relationships process through this how does it affect me filter. What do you mean by that?
So what this means is, let's say as an example, I'm having a discussion with my teenage daughter, and she's telling me about a class that she has and where she's really struggling, and maybe she wasn't as polite to the teacher as she should have been, and so she's telling me the story. All of a sudden, she gets in the middle of the story, and I start to think, oh my gosh, what is this teacher going to think about me as a mother? What is the school going to think that I'm not doing a very good job raising her? Where did I get a child like this anyway? I mean, how I've been a good mother. So what happens is I'm listening to my daughter, but in a way I'm really not, right? Because my mind starts to go to impact on me, or what am I hearing from her, or there's more to this story than she's telling me. So what happens to us a lot, and, you know, we can see this when we pay attention where, you know, maybe we don't let someone finish a sentence, or we're ready to respond with something, and someone says to us, but that's not even what I was talking about, or what are you so upset about, or why are you reacting that way? So a lot of times we will realize we're doing it by the other person's reaction, but that's how it plays out. And again, if my daughter called me on it, I'd say, no, I'm listening to you, honey. I'm really paying attention. But really, if I'm honest and I'm aware what's going on is, I'm filtering what she's saying through my lens in that situation of, you know, bad mom.
All right. Well, Beverly, then give us the secret sauce. Give us some tips for how we can step outside of ourselves and recognize some of these behaviors that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And this is actually the place where it starts to get really fun. So first of all, one of the things that we want to do is pay attention to where we're triggered. So for all of us, there's different things that other people do. When I taught my class to graduate students, I showed them, I tried to get them to come to a common definition of a difficult person, right? If there's a difficult person out there, we should be able to all agree on what that is. But of course, we can't, because to each of us is something different. So if we can see where we're triggered, so if I, for example, realize, you know, when my kids start to talk about something that I think of as a reflection on me, it triggers me and I lose my ability to be objective. Well, so if I can know that that's my trigger, what I can do is what I call play the role of interested observer. An interested observer lets me mentally step outside of the dialogue, step outside of what's going on, and somewhat watch what's happening. So if my daughter starts to talk about this teacher, and I can start to see myself wanting to mentally be prepared, push back, take responsibility, think about how I'm going to be viewed, I start to understand that's happening, and I can watch, and I can choose in that moment to drop that and say, you know what? I need to focus on her. I need to listen to her. So it's, in some ways, it's like a three-step process, right? We want to understand what the trigger is, see what it is. I tell people, if you can adopt somewhat of a curious nature, ask a why question. You know, why does that bother me so much? Or why does it always happen when this person at work says this to me? Or why does it bother me so much that my boss has a certain style? So if we can look and understand where we're triggered and see that it's happening, be more curious about it, when we get the trigger, we can choose to become an interested observer. So let me watch what's happening here instead of get drawn in by it. And if I can do that, what I end up doing is gaining a little bit more power in the interaction, because instead of giving over emotionally, instead of just letting myself get carried away like I always have, now I'm kind of standing and I'm more outside looking in, watching what's going on, as opposed to getting drawn in by it. And I get my energy back. I really do get more powerful in a way, because I'm no longer just pulled along by my emotions unwillingly without realizing what's going on.
Oh, that is great advice. We're talking to Beverly Flaxington, everybody, author of the book Understanding Other People, The Five Secrets to Human Behavior. And Beverly, since you are so introspective, I'm going to ask you the question, what did you get out of writing the book Understanding Other People?
What a wonderful question. And I'm about to release another book, and, you know, I talk about that in this new book because, for me, it came from 20-plus years in my professional life as a consultant, as a hypnotherapist, working with individuals where I would see somebody on a good path or a business on a good path, and all of a sudden people would start coming to me with their personal problems, with the relationship issues, and complaining about this person. And I would see that oftentimes I could see both sides. I could see what was going on. So I started to watch it in myself, and I started to see different things for myself. And I just thought, this is information that the whole world needs to hear just to be able to give people more choices. Understand that you don't have to get drawn in, that you don't have to go along. We feel as though we're helpless in it. So I really, truly had a deep desire to get this information out to everybody so everyone could at least have the chance to see what was going on and maybe make a different choice.
Oh, that's great. We've been talking to Beverly Flaxington, everybody. Her book, Understanding Other People, The 5 Secrets to Human Behavior. And the book really does give you more choices for interacting with people. Beverly, if people are interested about you, learn more about you, the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Sure. They can visit my website at understandingotherpeople.com, simply understandingotherpeople.com. And then the book's available everywhere. It's out on Amazon. It's on BN.com. And it's in most of the major bookstores. You can request it if they don't have it on the shelf. But it is available. I encourage people to come to my website. There's some free information on dealing with difficult people and probably find something useful there.
Beverly, it's been great. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, and your questions were great. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Beverly. Take care now.